This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, you've probably heard of the year of the shark. Well, 1985 was the year of the grasshopper, at least if you're a rancher in the West. That spring, there was an enormous crop of grasshoppers born. They destroyed millions of acres of crops, corn, barley, alfalfa. And the cost to farmers was in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, fast forward to 2010, according to federal officials, this year grasshoppers will hatch in numbers similar to what was seen in 1985. One rancher who's watching this closely is Tom Hogan. He's president of the Montana Stock Growers Association and owner of the Hogan Ranch in Melstone, Montana. He has over 1,000 head of cattle there. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So how does one prepare for a huge infestation, I guess you could say, of grasshoppers?
Well, I don't know that there is any way of preparing. I guess we just pray that nature will take care of them, because we have no way of knowing if we're going to have them or not have them. Obviously, the risk is real high.
Because the grasshoppers will come in and eat the grass that your cattle needs to graze on. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're in direct competition with the grasshoppers, and if they eat the grass the cows do, we have to supplement with some other kind of forage or sell the cows.
And a handful of grasshoppers doesn't taste as good as a filet mignon, really.
No, I wouldn't think so.
So what do you, I mean, what is at risk here? Could you lose all of your cattle? Is that a possibility?
No, I don't think it's at that kind of risk, but you might have to downsize your herd. And, you know, another real problem is the grasshoppers eat the finer part of the grass, and it causes your calf weights to be less. So the bottom line is financially, you lose income from lack of weight on your calves, or you also lose income when you have to supplement your grass with hay or some other kind of forage.
Were you raising cattle in 1985?
I was.
And what did you see then?
Well, you know, we historically, it seems to me like in this country, have a fairly bad infestation of grasshoppers every few years. And personally, I just don't specifically remember 1985, so I guess I can't tell you.
Well,
that.
But Tom, in general, I mean, ranchers are good with big numbers. I mean, how quickly can a I don't know what you call them, a bunch of grasshoppers clear a field?
Well, it takes quite a while. They start to hatch, it seems like, once it gets warmer, you know, maybe late May. We could even get them, I mean, if it gets warm enough, they'll start hatching right away, and I guess that's something we hope for, is that they start to hatch now. We've had some fairly warm weather, and then we hope we get some cool, wet weather, because that seems to be what kills them, is an extended period of cool, wet weather.
So when will you know whether or not this summer could be a devastating year for you?
Well, you probably don't know until June. You know, maybe even later, you start to see those little grasshoppers. I mean, they're so little initially, you can't hardly see them. But then they just eat their way into getting bigger.
Okay, Tom Hogan is the president of the Montana Stock Growers Association, owner of the Hogan Ranch in Melstone, Montana. Many western states have already started spraying to try and kill the eggs before they hatch. He's talking about a possible huge crop of grasshoppers this year that will destroy millions of acres of the same grass eaten by cattle.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.